Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw. Wednesday evening, 7-0 still, trying to get to 8-0, but previewing the FSU-Wake Forest matchup this weekend. Richie, how's your week been so far?
Good, man. Logged a lot of hours so far this week, but, you know, it just means we're that much closer to game day. Did a little food and wine Monday at Disney, which was probably more wine than food, but still a great time. And yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend a lot, surprisingly, TJ. This is a game I've had circled just because of what's gone on the past few years.
We are going to get to some extracurricular, is maybe the best way to put it. I sent Harlan some tweets, so we're gonna have some fun here not too long from now. So anyway, Double Fries No Slaw presented by Guthrie's in Tallahassee. Visit both their locations, 1818 West Tennessee and 2550 North Monroe. All right, we're going to start the show, but like really early in this, I told you if you watched this morning's video, I told you how you can enter to win tickets for the FSU-Miami game. Two tickets, great seats, like 20 rows up. We're doing a giveaway in partnership with Knapp Injury Law. I'll give you the details on that again. If you're logged in, if you're watching, make sure that you stay tuned, and we'll give you those in just a few minutes. But, Richie, let's jump right into it. Wake Forest, Florida State this weekend. Wake has had our number a little bit, but the line is like 20.5 or 21. Wake's actually on a three-game winning streak after struggling to start the year, although they're still not a great team. Early or first impressions, thoughts around Wake Forest?
Yeah, I think I don't think they're a horrible team. I think they're your typical ACC team this year based on what we see and unfold the past few weeks. You know, we see Virginia upset North Carolina. You know, it's just the league is crazy. Georgia Tech beat Miami. We all loved that. It's strange. You know, their losses are to Georgia Tech at Clemson, which was a really close game, and at VT. You know, last week that Pitt game was crazy how, you know, Pitt literally handed the game to Wake Forest. If that quarterback just doesn't slide half a yard shy of the line to gain, you know, Pitt wins that game. I don't know what to make of this team other than I think they have a pretty okay defense. I think they're going to have trouble scoring points this weekend, though.
Yeah, Florida State's defense playing really, really well. I like the – I would say I don't love the noon kickoff, but I like the noon kickoff. Like 3:30 would have been perfect for me for this just because, like, you think about going on the road and playing at noon. Like, there's the chance you start kind of slow, but you've just got to get over that, right? At some point, you've got to get over that crap, and if you're a lot better than a team, you just got to go out and be better than them. So I'd rather noon than like 8 p.m., but I don't know. I mean, in this one, I don't know that it really matters. And Florida State, and, you know, before we get way ahead of ourselves here, Florida State could, in all reality, probably play another C-type game and get out of this with a two-score win. Not that any of us want that or want to see that. But at this point of the season, I don't know how much it matters. You know, like, I think it's about finding a way to go 5-0 over the next 5 weeks. Really, no matter what it looks like, you're going to be favored in every game. You might be favored by close to double digits in every game. And so you've got to find a way to go 5-0. And if you go 5-0 the next 5 weeks, you're probably going to go to the playoff, right? You're going to get who knows who in that in the ACC championship. But I'll tell you, Richie, what I like about the noon game is we play at noon, and then Florida, Georgia's at 3:30. So that's where my eyes are going to be after that. Duke, Louisville later that day. That's a huge game. Winner of that has kind of the inside track to get to Charlotte. I know UNC's still there, but that it'll create kind of another play-in for the Charlotte. So Louisville will either eliminate themselves, Duke will eliminate themselves this weekend. So there's a lot to watch, a lot to kind of check out and see what's going on. And then I think is it Virginia and Miami? Not that Miami is good, but Virginia just beat UNC last week, who also beat Miami. So maybe that's one that, you know, could be of interest. But anyway, back to Wake Forest. what are you making on this Wake Forest quarterback situation? They've played like three different guys the last couple of weeks. And so they, you know, Florida State's gotten a few weeks in a row where they've gotten to play backups. It's kind of nice that you probably get to see somebody who's not at 100% or maybe is about, you know, who knows like how, kind of how that goes down. But thoughts on the QB situation there at Wake?
Yeah, it's interesting. Mitch Griffiths is the, you know, starter coming in. He's been injured last week. Santino Marucci made his first career start. He was actually a former scout team running back. And for a scout team running back, I think he ran for less than 10 yards, which was odd. So that kind of makes me feel a little better that we're not going to run into another Boston College situation. But, you know, Dave Clawson, I think he's doing some gamesmanship just like Elko did last week. Although I was shocked that Riley Leonard did play. I think that was a bad decision on his part. And I think the same holds true for this week. Would you rather beat Florida State or would you rather become bowl eligible? Because I don't think you rush Griffiths back if he's not ready. And if he's not close to 100%, Wake's not going to win this game regardless. And I just think these coaches, they see a top five Florida State team. They're going to go all out because they'd rather have that on the resume. I think if you were to put some truth serum in Dave Clawson and said, hey, would you rather go to a bowl or say you beat a top five Florida State team? He'd probably take the win over a top five Florida State team. So I'm actually leaning towards, I think Griffiths is going to at least start. We'll see if he can finish. If not, you know, Clawson alluded to, they may play both quarterbacks. We'll see what happens. You know, again, the offense just is not very good. Their defense is solid. Again, we'll get to that here in a bit, but that offense, they just don't have the horses to go up against this Florida State defense. So why even risk starting Griffiths if he's not 100%? I don't even know what to think about this league anymore, because outside of Florida State, who did have a scare against Boston College and went to overtime against Clemson, obviously, you know, the whole league is in shambles, and not in a bad way. Just you never know who's going to beat who each and every week.
Yeah, it's pretty wide open. Jeff Hill. Says, I just want to beat Wake by 80. I'm tired of losing to these teams. The one thing that Florida State has done the last year, and maybe you could even say year and a half, like, well, if you count this year, the last 2 years, if you count like this half and then the second half of 2021, is beat the teams that they're supposed to. The one exception to that would be Wake Forest last year. Although,
last year.
What?
Wake was good last year.
Wake was good last year.
They were probably the better team at that point in the season.
I think, yeah, I mean,
at the end of the season, different story.
It's tough because you were a favorite by a touchdown and playing at home. And so I think you could have won that game, but I think that the fact that Florida State was riding the high of 4-0, like, kind of had a lot of people buying, and Wake was a good team. But you have lost three in a row. 2019. Yeah. 2021, 2022, you escaped the 2020 miraculously because they were really good that year, you know, with COVID. So that worked out well. Thank you, Jeff, for the love. But I agree. It's time. You know, for me, when things first started changing at Florida State and where I think they have to change in any rebuild, whether you're talking about Florida or Miami or Florida State or whatever, is you've got to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, right? Like, Florida's got to stop losing to the Vandys of the world. And Miami has to stop losing to the Georgia Techs of the world and the Dukes of the world, right? And so Florida State has at least gotten back there, right? They're not losing to the Syracuses anymore. They're not losing to well, I mean, they've never lost to Duke. But to me, that's what gets you kind of not back, but like, you're never going to beat the big boys if you can't just take care of the trash, right? You got to stop losing to the Louisvilles of the world. And, you know, again, mentioned Syracuse, Boston College, Pittsburgh, like, those are the teams you got to beat consistently. You're going to have struggles against your rivals and against Clemson and against LSU and out of conference stuff. But, so yeah, I mean, there's no excuses this weekend against a Wake Forest team that is pretty decimated. But also, you're just a lot better than this year. Running back Demond Claiborne leads the team in carries. He's got just under 100 for 471 yards, five touchdowns. They have 6 rushing touchdowns total. Justice Ellison, who gutted FSU last year, 18 carries for 114 yards and a touchdown. Does their rushing attack worry you some, Richie? I mean, it certainly did a lot of work last year. Now, that was without Fabo and a banged-up Jared Verse who didn't play the whole game. But thoughts on their rushing attack this year? Is that kind of where you see them trying to attack if they can find anything?
Yeah, and I hate to make excuses, TJ, but, you know, that three-game losing stretch last year was the most banged-up Florida State was all season long, and that's just a fact. So that certainly played a role. I'm not overly concerned. I thought Sam Hartman had mastered this offense, and I believe Wake's going to have to play them next week, Notre Dame against Sam Hartman. So that'll probably be a little, you know, sour grapes for the Wake Forest program and their fans. Hopefully they can understand that going to Notre Dame was the right move for him, but I'm not overly concerned. I really like this rush defense all year for the most part. I thought the first half that they were not great against Duke, which surprised me a little bit. You saw a lot of what should have been 2 or 3 yard gains turn into 5 and 6 yard gains. But these running backs don't truly scare me. It's the scheme that scares me. And I don't think either of these two quarterbacks can run it anywhere near to the level that Sam Hartman did.
You said it was the scheme. I think you cut out there. Or maybe I cut out.
Yeah, no,
scheme that worried you more.
Yeah, it was a scheme, not just the scheme, because it's the same scheme. It was a scheme with the knowledge that Sam Hartman had. For him to run that slow mesh point, he was phenomenal. I don't think either of these two quarterbacks are anywhere near that level. So the running backs don't scare me. The scheme would if these quarterbacks, you know, had that level of expertise that Sam Hartman had.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. All right, we'll move on a little bit more Wake stuff here. My guy Hunter,
let's go
after it here. Let's go.
Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown, FSU!
Put a smile on your face, okay? Because Florida State, if we gonna do it, then we do it big. Let's go, baby.
Hunter says, "Can't wait for the Miami tailgate, bro. Richie better be there, 15-0 until it ain't." All right, I got bad news for you. Richie's definitely not coming to the Miami tailgate, but I believe Richie's coming to town the next week, so that's something. We'll give Richie a little love for that. Miami tailgate is going to be awesome, and that's a good transition for this. So we are doing a giveaway through Knapp Accident and Injury. We appreciate them for their support. Let me tell you about this giveaway. It is available at knappinjurylaw.com/ticket giveaway. No purchase necessary. Contestants' chances of winning do not increase for current or former clients of Knapp Accident Injury Law, nor with any purchase of any kind. You get free tickets to the FSU Miami football game in Doak Campbell Stadium on 11/11/23. Winner will be announced on our live show, Double Fries No Slaw, on the 5th of November. So that's the Sunday show after Pittsburgh. So at that point, we'll be 9-0. I'm hoping, right? Knock on wood. So go register to win those. No purchase is necessary. Literally, all you have to do is enter your... We're not even asking for a bunch of information. It's name, email, phone number, and date of birth. That way, we can check to make sure you're 18 or over. Sorry for you high schoolers that are watching. Email and phone, just so we can try and get a hold of you. You don't have to put an address or anything like that in. So go check that out. The link is in the description. It's actually the first link in the description. So go check that out. Appreciate you guys for your support. That's a hot ticket. That's a tough ticket to get. Again, they're good seats.
It's like a couple $100 giveaway right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. 25 yard line ish, 15, 20 rows up, I believe. I don't know. They're my seats. So, I mean, I've never sat in them. So I'm not 100% sure, but anyway, go register to win that. Again, no purchase necessary. You don't have to do anything. Just give us a way to contact you and you're good to go. So, all right, Richie, back to Wake Forest. Wide receiver to look out for, Jamal Banks, 38 receptions, 430 yards, 3 touchdowns. Overall, not a great offense though. And Florida State's defense, as much as we've talked about this, has been good, right? At least as far as points go. Gave up another 10 points last week in the entire game. Maybe that's a little skewed if Leonard stays out there, but I don't necessarily know that they were going to go over 20.
Did you see his stats before he got hurt? I mean, he was not doing anything.
Not much, no. The only thing I will say, I'll give him a little credit, is they did drive down to the other side of the field. You know, like they had driven into, like when they had that fourth down play. So I don't know. Like I don't. What's the over-under you've got for, I mean, is that part of our more or less later? I don't want to, no, it's not. All right, good. What's your more or less for Wake's offensive points this week?
12 and a half.
12 and a half. I like it. 12 and a half. Yeah, so if they got 13, if they touchdown and two field goals, I wouldn't be very upset. I wouldn't seize at that. To be very honest with you, if they got two touchdowns and a field goal because we give them a bunch of possessions because we score like 60, like I could see other ways where I certainly wouldn't be upset. Like you win this game 60 to 16. Or 17, you know, like you're not going to be upset about that.
I could see them backdooring their way into 20 late in the fourth if it's a blowout. But if it's not a blowout, if it's just a consistent, you know, 20-point lead or so, I don't see them getting to the 20s.
I just don't. Yeah, I think that there's so much depth on Florida State's defensive line that I just don't know if they'll really be able to run the ball even against the backups, right? Even against the second and third string guys that get in there. I could be wrong about that. You've got a note on that. Offensive line's allowing like 4.5 sacks a week. Certainly not going to be great news with Mr. Jared Verse around the edge. Pat Payton's looked really good. Obviously, Braden Fisk looked really good last week. Farmer didn't necessarily do anything crazy this week, but has looked really, really good as well. Byron Turner, Briggs has been good. So that offensive line is in for a little bit of a world of hurt. Where I think Florida State struggled last year and probably what let me down more than the defense was Florida State's offense. They really struggled against that Wake defense. I don't necessarily expect that this weekend. The defense is somewhat solid, but like you noted here, probably doesn't have enough athletes to keep up with Florida State. But the defense does get into the backfield some. Florida State's offensive line has rotated a lot of guys. And so the offense has also at times looked like they've struggled to start quickly. There's been questions around, you know, Jordan Travis running earlier in games as opposed to later. There's just a lot, I think, kind of going on here that if I would put this pretty low on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as concern goes. But if I had a concern, it would very likely be if our, you know, does our offense struggle at all?
I think I lost you there for a second, TGA, but yeah, the offense, could they struggle at all? They might early. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I just think Mike Norvell's teams get better as the season goes on, and that's kind of been a constant going back to Memphis, and I think we just continue to see that. To your point, it's always weird playing a noon game at Wake Forest because the crowd is so quiet. I think Florida State fans are going to be louder than Wake Forest fans in that stadium because there are a lot of Florida State fans in the Triangle area up there, whether it's Charlotte, Raleigh, or anywhere else in between. I just think this is a perfect game for Florida State. I'm probably, we'll get into predictions, but spoiler, I'm betting Florida State to cover this spread.
Yeah, I think that Florida State has the ability to absolutely go out there and wreck Wake Forest. Now, do they end up doing that? Do they play up to their potential? Do they play up to what they're capable of doing? We'll see. I think that this is probably, besides North Alabama, this is the easiest game you have left on the schedule. I think Pitt's going to be a little bit tougher up there.
I agree.
So I think this is a game where, man, if you're not blowing Wake out, I think you have some questions just on, okay, well, is every other week going to be a struggle? Because I know Florida's going to be tougher. I know Miami's going to be tougher. So anyway, all right, that's what we got for that. Let's give some love to Prize Picks. Listen, we talk about the Prize Picks app all the time. We're going to do our more or less segment. Make sure that you're on the Prize Picks app. I made some money. I like Jordan's under on interceptions again this week at 0.5. It's not listed, but it's always listed just like right before the game. You got to snag it quick. But go get on the Prize Picks app. Use our code DFNS. You get 100% match up to $100. If you already have a Prize Picks account, delete that thing and start a new one so that you can get the bonus again from us. So DFNS on the Prize Picks app. So All right, our more or less segment. I went through and totaled up the other day, and I'm killing you guys. So just don't go back and fact check me. Just trust me on that one. Prize picks, more or less. Richie, what we got this week?
Yeah, we'll start with QB1, 275 total yards. So rushing, passing, and remember, sacks do count against him. So what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I'll go more here. Harlan's got the same thing with more. I like him to go over on both.
I'm going to go less. I think he's going to have a very efficient game, but I might be too confident in this game. I don't think he plays much in the fourth quarter. So we'll see what happens there. I'll start this one off. Wake quarterbacks, 212.5 passing yards. I think I'm going to go less here. And if this game is a true blowout, that might come back to backfire because maybe they hit one late against the third stringers. But I think I'm actually going to go less than 212.5 passing yards.
More. I'm going less on this as well. I think the defense really shows up, shows out, and so I'll break the tie inside with Richie here. I'll go less. Harlan's at more.
All right. So Johnny Wilson, 3.5 receptions. If Harlan can text it soon enough, we'll get his first. But I have some thoughts on this one. He says less. What do you think, TJ?
Yeah. Listen, I'll just tell you guys, I don't think he's playing.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Yeah. I was hoping to catch one of y'all here.
Yeah. All right, so make a key on it like 4.5.
Yeah, so there's no point. Yeah, there's no point in playing Johnny in this game. How about let's do this one. Instead of Keon, let's do Kentron 3.5.
I'd go less there too. Just he may, you know, maybe out there, but I don't think he'll go off. I'll go less there. Harlan's got less too.
What if I went Destin?
I don't think he plays either.
All right. This is a terrible line, regardless of which name you put in there.
Let's go Keon Coleman, 4.5.
Keon 4, give me more.
I think 5.5 is good.
Ooh, give me less than 5.5.
I'll go more.
All right, there we go.
All right. And Harlan? Harlan's on more, too. Okay, that works. All right.
Tatum Bethune.
Named every wide receiver on the roster.
Tatum Bethune, 8.5 tackles. I think I'll go more here because I think Wake's going to run the ball a lot.
I'm going to go less, and Harlan's going less too, like he just sent his in. I'm going to go less just because I think we rotate a ton and he gets out of the game fairly early. So that's my strategy there. If he plays 50-plus snaps, I think he'll be over or more. I'm sorry.
I would not complain about that at all. Keon Coleman, 70.5 receiving yards. Thoughts on that one? Harlan's going more.
Yeah, I'll go more on that as well. I think, to me, that's just one. It's like one.
I know. That's the tricky part.
Yeah, if I'm going more on 5.5 receptions, then I'm going more on receiving yards. Like, he's going to average 20 yards a catch. And so I can't go, unless I was just trying to split the two, I got more on that one.
Yeah, I guess I have to as well, just because I also went over on the catches. But
no, you had less. You had less on 5.5.
Well, but I had him right at 4. So one of those is going to be 30 yarder, and you know then he's got to get 21 yards on the next three catches. He's going to do that. Florida State sacks 3.5. So again, Wake Forest is allowing 4.4. I think I'm going to go more here. I think this is a big game for both Peyton and Vers. And maybe even one of the other guys, like Gilbert Edmond, gets in there and gets a sack. I don't think they're going to try and pass the ball too much, but I do think Florida State's defensive line just overwhelms this Wake Forest offensive line.
Harlan's going less. I'll go more on this one. So Harlan less. All right. I like it. Again, for the year, I'm beating you guys by a ton, so just don't even ask. So, all right, playoff. Oh, playoff / ACC check-in. We've got two sides here. What we got, Richie?
Yeah, so the first one, number 6 Oklahoma is at Kansas, unranked Kansas. The line is 10. Is Oklahoma potentially on upset alert this week?
I mean, I guess they are. I mean, Kansas is decent. But I think that this... I think that Oklahoma got their wake-up call last week, and I think they'll play a little bit better. So I expect them to go out and win. I expect them to cover the spread and do well. I'd love if they didn't. Just throw some Big 12, you know, kind of havoc in there. Obviously, the more teams that lose, you know, overall, the better it is for Florida State to potentially drop a game if you accidentally did anywhere. So I don't think so. What do you got there?
I think this game comes down to the fourth quarter. I think Kansas covers but doesn't win. But it wouldn't surprise me, man. Every week we see a crazy result in college football. It's, you know, not exactly the NFL where things, you know, every game's close, but you see one game that just kind of sticks out. And for me, this was the one that did. And that's why I kind of put it in there. I was going to say it's not a great slate of games this weekend. There's a handful of good ones. There's very few, you know, quad box time slots this week. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think Oklahoma escapes with a win, but I think it's closer than they would like. And Kansas to cover, I might put some money on that one. This one, just to see, Brock Bowers is out. Does Florida have any chance in the cocktail party?
Listen, I love hating on Florida, but I think so. But I think it's slim, but I think it's like, I mean, yeah. Like last year, you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were not going to win.
Exactly.
Yeah. This year, I think it's like 10%, maybe. Maybe 15, you know, maybe they win one or two times if they played 10 times. But I think that, you know, if you said they're going to play 10 times, Florida wins one time, maybe one and a half or two. UGA blows them out six times, and then yeah. UGA wins close the other two. You know, like, so it's like most likely UGA wins by a ton, smaller probability, UGA wins by a little bit. Even smaller probability, like Florida finds a way. To me, if Florida can not turn the ball over, that will just be huge in and of itself. Like, you just can't give UGA extra possessions. But UGA's like, they sucked against Auburn and they sucked against South Carolina. And I think Florida would beat Auburn, and they did beat South Carolina. So, yeah, could they? I think so. But I think Georgia shows up. They've had 2 weeks to get ready. To me, it's kind of like that Kentucky game where people all week were like, oh, could Kentucky do this? Could Kentucky do this? And then Georgia's like, yeah, well, we still are really good. And so I think they come out. I think they try and make a statement. I think that Kirby's been like testing stuff all year and not like trying to go for everyone's throat. And that's somewhat why they haven't been blowing teams out. He ain't going to test anything in this. Like, they're against Florida for a bunch of recruits. Like, I think they probably win by 20 or more.
See, I'm on the opposite side here. I don't think Florida wins, but I'm have not bet this game, but I'm leaning betting Florida 14.5. That's a lot of points in Jacksonville. I know it'll be a 50-50 crowd, but that's a home game for Florida. You know, as far as, you know, travel and all that stuff goes, you know, they probably get to Jacksonville quicker than Miami gets to Hard Rock Stadium. So you never know, but I just have a feeling Florida's going to keep this close. I don't think they're a bad team at all. And I've been saying, you know, we'd love to troll the rivals. Miami and Florida are going to be two tough games for Florida State. But yeah, I think Florida finds a way to keep it close. If Georgia does cover, it'll be a late cover. I'd say a fourth quarter, last 5 minute cover where they just kind of slammed the door shut on Florida. Just thought that was interesting. You know, the one game that has, I think, the biggest playoff implication of the week is number Oregon at number 13, Utah. Utah can really play themselves right back into the conversation, and the loser is eliminated from the playoffs. What are you thinking here? Utah has proven to be tough, man.
I think Oregon wins this. If Rising was bad, like, I think Oregon's a lot better than USC is. And so, in my opinion. And so Utah beating USC while they're kind of down right now and have a bad defense, like, that to me, that means a little less. Utah is like a thorn in people's side, though. So I certainly could see them winning it, but I think I like Oregon. Usually give me the better quarterback. I know that didn't work last week with Caleb Williams, but I think Oregon wins it. But man, if Utah finds a way to win this one, they may. Could you imagine them going to the Pac-12 championship with a backup quarterback? But I like Oregon. What do you got?
I'm taking Utah straight up. That is a tough place to play. You know, they've proven it over the past few years. They're always in the conversation at the end of the season in the Pac-12 race when they're just kind of mentioned early on in the season. Yeah, I think I'm taking Utah straight up in this one. And the last one that I have here listed, we said playoff slash ACC check-in. We have what I think is an elimination game in the ACC. We mentioned it briefly. Number 20, Duke at number 18, Louisville. You know, whoever loses this game, I think is they could still get in just because of how crazy the ACC is. But, you know, I have a feeling I think Duke comes back strong and wins on the road at Louisville. And I'm been super impressed with Jeff Brohm and the job he's done at Louisville. I just have a feeling I would not bet this game. So do not take my advice if you're betting this. I just have a feeling Duke wins this and potentially are the stars aligning for a rematch with the full strength Riley Lou Leonard. I think that might be where we're heading.
So what's interesting to me is like, have they confirmed that Leonard's going to play this weekend? Because I'm sure he does, but like, have they said one way or the other?
They have not. So if okay. he's out, Duke's not winning. But I think if you risked him against Florida State, and I think he got banged up again against Florida State, by the way, man, cortisone shots are a hell of a drug these days when it comes to college football. I think he's going to give it a go. I'll say this. If he plays four quarters, I have Duke beating Louisville.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that if Leonard plays, they probably win. I think they're just too one-dimensional if they don't, and Louisville can really, really key on that run game. You know, who knows how much Duke is prepared, if they prepared enough to, you know, really be more effective without Leonard in there, because they certainly weren't last week. So, yeah, I like Duke to win this if Leonard plays. If he doesn't, I think Louisville finds a way. But I'm excited for that game. I think that one's going to be a ton of fun. Is that night? That's at night, right?
Yeah, and Duke's defense is going to keep them in the game. Louisville's offense is really good, but Duke's defense is also really good. I don't think people realize that. Florida State just wore them down last week. I don't know if Duke has the same depth because they're probably playing their guys 60, 70 snaps where Florida State plays most of their guys 30 to 40 snaps.
All right, so something we forgot to do 2 weeks ago, but we did do last week. Hey, I crushed it last week. I think I said 38-17, and so ended up being, you know, pretty close to right on it. So it's the first time in weeks that I haven't been off by like 20 something points. So I need to take my victory lap while I can. Harlan, what's your score for this week? And Richie, what you got for the Florida State Wake game?
What do you got, Harlan? All right, Harlan's just chilling on mute, so I'm going to go on the record saying...
Harlan, Texas, your score, dog. What you doing over there?
A sleepy nooner.
Sleepy Harlan over there.
Yeah, sleepy Harlan, sleepy nooner. I don't care. I think, and Mike's not going to run it up with the starters, but I think this is a game where it is a revenge game. It's sad that we're saying we have a revenge game against Wake. No player on Florida State's roster has beaten Wake Forest as a member of Florida State's football team. Three players have beaten Wake Forest, but they were all at different schools previously. Give me 45-10. I just think Florida State shows up ready to play and just does what they should to a bad offense and maybe even overperforms against a decent defense.
Yeah. Harlan said 42-24. So he hates Adam Fuller and our defense. I will go with, give me the Noles to get into the 40s. 45-13. Remember we said that maybe they could get up over that 45.
12 and a half. Yeah. So I got the under, you got the over.
45-13. Yeah. Harlan, I didn't see that, Harlan. Sorry. Never mind. 45-13, Noles find a way to win. Find a way. That's my favorite thing is when they like, oh, they snuck past a team by 18. So, all right, Richie, I want to look through some of these tweets with you because this is something that I think I was going to make this his own segment, but we're just going to have some fun tonight and it'll be all right. And then we'll get out of here. But, there's a lot of talk, about the brands. Listen, here's why I want to win this game. It's not because we've lost three in a row. It's not because they're Wake Forest. It's not because of 30-0 or anything like that. It's because of the way that Wake Forest fans ran their mouths after the whole, Board of Trustees meeting Like, oh, Florida State's brand, this, that, and the other. Like, you had Wake coming out with all this stuff. Florida State standing and demanding more money is pretty audacious, considering they're well below 500 record the last 6 years. Just be better? Question mark, question mark, question mark from the Barstool account. That last one, Harlan, I don't know if you can throw that last one up. Florida State had been, like, tweeting their numbers and their brand and everything like that. Like, that's a pretty well-organized campaign, it feels like, from the from – you know, the Seminoles account and stuff, and talking about like how many millions of people were, you know, paying attention to Florida State and watching and everything else. So Wake through, I don't know, Harlan, if you have that or not, but Wake through that graphic up. I don't know if we can throw that one back in there or not, or if we've moved past it. And so it might be dead, but Wake through this one up. And if you look at the really, really small font on the bottom, it's like top 10 of teams that like, subscribe to this one thing, like Sidearm Sports or whatever. So it's like, you know, Michigan's not in there, or Michigan is, Notre Dame's not in there, USC, like a bunch of, you know, Stanford's in it, you know, Tennessee and stuff. So pretty funny stuff. Remember when all that was going on? You know, Wake kind of run their mouth about like, oh, Florida State's not been a good team in the last 3 years, and so they shouldn't have a say on any of this conference realignment stuff.
Yeah, and it was an embarrassing look on Wake's part. And I love petty Michael Alford, how every week he's retweeting the TV ratings with like the eyeball emoji and basically saying like, yeah, we are the brand of the ACC. And if you look at the numbers, and I like, my goodness, Florida, it's not even close. Nobody in the ACC is close to Florida State this year in terms of viewership. Florida State is a national brand. Clemson could be when they're good. Same with Miami, but neither one are. And then you have the small triangle of NC State, Wake Forest, and Duke, especially. Shout out or UNC, because they kind of try and separate themselves, right? It's like when a whole political party has the one opinion, and there's that one prominent person from that political party is like, no, let me separate myself a little bit. That's been UNC, so I'll give them some credit. But yeah, Wake Forest, and it's going to be hilarious. So, you know, Florida is probably going to get noon time slot. That not a great slate of games this week. I'm not sure who else is up at the noon slot, but you're going to have another 3-4 million views. And I saw a great tweet today that said, I can't wait for Wake Forest to take credit for how many TV views this game gets come Tuesday when the ratings come out. But yeah, man, that's Wake Forest, pathetic fan base. Especially when all this was going on, Les Johns, shame we had him on the show. Never should have had him. I'll say it. He attacked us afterwards, so I don't feel too bad saying that. But yeah, it's Florida State clearly is, like, any rational person will tell you, yes, they carry the entire ACC on their back. If Miami was good and Clemson, when they're good, yeah, those two schools also help a lot. So I'm not saying it's just Florida State, but Wake Forest, come on. You contribute in nothing. Like hockey, maybe, but nobody cares about, or lacrosse, that again, nobody cares about. But when it comes to the revenue generating sports, football, basketball, and to some slight extent, baseball. Okay, you were good at baseball recently. I'll give you that. But the two main ones, basketball, football, get out of here, man. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I
mean, when you look at the TV revenue and stuff, like the basketball and baseball don't even really matter for that. Like, even though they have been good there, the big issue is that I don't think they understand that the like, being good or not doesn't matter.
No. Yeah,
like, people watch Florida State one way or the other. They watch the brand. And so, you know, you mentioned Les, he had a good one here. Good work by Andrea. Schools have privately questioned the brand markability data Florida State has touted, including its assertion that if conference revenue were removed, the Seminoles ranked number 3 in the SEC and Big Ten in revenue generated, which again, like, just basically like casting more shade, casting more doubt. Like, Florida State thinks that they're so highly valued, and, you know, they really,
well, real
aren't.
Quick, DJ,
you know, this guy works with this Cam guy works for the 247 site there with Les. This is correct. Something I never pushed that back on. Florida State, Clemson has every single right to sit here and look sideways at the ACC. Nobody can look weird at Clemson because they've been dominant. Florida State keeps getting looked at sideways because they haven't been performing. Again, the idea was never that Florida State was trying to get paid based on being good. They were trying to get paid based on how many people were watching them.
Yeah. And
the idea is the money that comes in from Florida State is on another level. Les Johns again, Florida State was a combined 26-33 without a winning season
Yeah, in the ACC between 2017, 2021.
Like we hadn't been in the ACC since 1993. I don't think the media rights deals for the Big Ten and SEC were their biggest issue, which is hilarious because, yes, they were.
Yeah.
If Florida State had the money, they could have certainly competed different ways. This is one good one. One more. I think this is the last one here. Deacon Sports, if you could buy FSU for what they're worth and sell them for what they think they're worth, we'd have enough money to dwarf the ACC or the SEC. So just funny stuff. This is all stuff from back in August or so when the grant of rights stuff was happening. The not grant of rights, I'm sorry, Board of Trustees meeting was happening and stuff. And so I don't think the players care about this at all. I don't think Mike Norvell cares about this at all. But
Mike Wofford does.
I
love it.
Me and Mike care about it. So so I'm ready to beat their heads in from all that crap over the summer. Again, acting. You know, I looked at it the other day. I tweeted about this, Richie. I don't know if you saw it, but Florida State has been in the top 11. And I wish that one game they were in the top 10 because then I could just say six in the top 10. Six of their seven games this year have been in the top 11 most viewed games of the year. They've been number one once. They've been number three two times. And they've been number five once. They've been seven once. And then they've been 11th once. The other game was against Southern Miss.
Yeah.
And it was on the ACC network, which doesn't provide Nielsen ratings. And so they could have been a little higher that game. Like they could have been in the top. It probably weren't just based on who they were playing, but could have also been up there. Wake has been in the top 30 twice this year. Once when they played Georgia Tech and once when they played, I forget who the other one was. It doesn't matter. It wasn't anybody good. It wasn't like Clemson or anything. So anyway,
did you see the tweet, about ESPN viewership specifically, 36% of all minutes viewed, so this isn't ratings, but minutes viewed on ESPN broadcast, so I do believe that does include ACC Network in that whole family, ABC, three teams contribute to 36%. Name them.
I'd say Florida State's in there. Wouldn't shock me at all if Ohio State was in there. And I was going to say Colorado was my third one. Yeah, yeah.
Colorado and Texas.
Texas, okay.
So Alabama probably helped them out a bit, unless that was a CBS game. I can't recall, but.
And I knew Ohio State plays on Fox. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of the teams that had big matchups against other big teams. Yeah. So Ohio State got a lot of – so I was just thinking strictly eyeballs. Not. Yeah, like
and Colorado's an outlier. So Florida State and Texas really are driving that number.
Yeah. And you think about, like – Texas got to play Alabama and Oklahoma, like two. They were number Alabama or Texas has been twice number one because of that. Ohio State's been twice number one because of their Notre Dame matchup, but those games didn't happen on ESPN, so it makes sense. So, all right, Richie, any shout outs before we get out of here?
No, shout out Mike Norvell. Actually, shout out Randy Moss. Did you see he sent the You Got Moss gloves to Keon Coleman and they shouted him out on the Monday Night Countdown? I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. Former FSU legend.
And he even mentioned that he's like, I came in with Ron Dugan's phenomenal coach, phenomenal receiver mind. Like, I'm showing that to every single wide receiver recruit I can if I'm Mike Norvell and Ron Dugan's.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any shout-outs. Shout-out to Knapp Accident Injury. Again, if you haven't already, the first link in our bio, all you have to do is click on that, put your name, phone number, and email in, and you can register to win two tickets to the FSU Miami game. If you don't have your tickets yet or you just want to upgrade your tickets, maybe get a little bit better seats, go check out the giveaway there at Knapp Accident and Injury. Link is in the description. Harlan, Richie, good stuff tonight. Appreciate you guys. We will be back with more content throughout the rest of the week. And then we'll be back after Florida State wins on Saturday. So knock on wood, but let's go 8-0. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk soon. Go Noles.